Hello and good evening, Nina.
Hi, good evening, Ian.
What's the good word?
Well, my heart is open, feeling really good, happy, and it's a beautiful day.
Indeed, it is.
It's like really, literally a beautiful day, just like even just weather-wise, just magic with the elements and the nice cool breeze coming in for the autumn, and lots of beautiful sessions of people being honest and open and vulnerable and empowered. And so, yeah, I'm inspired. How about for you?
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm also inspired. It's been it's always a wild time, you know. We're on this like magnificent roller coaster, and it feels like the peaks always bring upon valleys, and they're not necessarily better or worse, but they just kind of like contrast each other and allow each other to be exemplified, and I'm really in awe of it.
So beautifully put. It's so true. It's like the expansion and contraction. I spoke to someone about that today. It's like just part of life, the cycles of life, even what's happening now with winter coming, summer solstice, we're bright and open and out, and we're starting to go inward. And, the mind judges it when it's happening in our life, those cycles that don't seem as open, but they're just as valuable. In hindsight, we see how we learn from these experiences. So, if we could all just accept, including myself, we would be so much more at peace from moment to moment. It's the practice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a great way to start our prayer. Because, there's so many people that are going through so many hard times, and it's like, how do we go through these hard times and still have faith, still feel connected with God, still be able to be in gratitude and in fellowship and with an open heart, even if we're going through the challenge of the grief of the pain of loss or change or accepting all that is that portal in where the healing can come and where we're touched by grace. So thank you for sharing that, Ian. All right, beautiful family. I'm seeing people sign in, just saying good evening to you. Welcome to our prayer circle. If there's anyone new, especially on this evening, we just welcome you with open heart and salute you for being here. And our old faithful warriors who are here, where you take time out of your day to be touched by grace, to let go, we welcome you back and we say thank you for being part of this prayer. And for just taking time out of your day to step into something sacred and to recognize that life is sacred. And so, with that, just taking a few deep conscious breaths and just slowing down the breath, not efforting, just allowing the breath to breathe you. Softening your gaze, entering into the internal landscape of you, precious you, and perhaps seeing where you are holding tension, fear, and allowing yourself to relinquish that to the divine. To soften, to bring love to those areas in your body, any pain in the physical, and any pain in the pain body that is resulting as a consequence of the way that the mind is telling a story and just being willing to let that story go, to put it down. to surrender it, to get into a humble stance of putting your head below your heart. And with that, just giving a big exhale, realizing that you do not have to carry everything. It is not yours to carry. So, being liberated in this moment and recognizing that you can be in liberation from moment to moment, it is a choice. So, making a conscious choice here, right here, and right now to let go and to enter into present moment time, to allow the grace and love to fill you, to caress you. To know that you are not separate. That no matter what, as the mind, the monkey mind keeps running and the body is housing your Holy Spirit, there is something greater that is moving you, informing you, and allowing yourself to open to the awe and the wonder of the truth of the divine. That is not separate from you. And as we are opening up wider to receive, to commune, we call upon our Father Creator and our Holy Divine Mother. And we ask for a great blessing this evening to touch us with your grace, with your healing. With your wisdom, with your guidance and understanding. And we call upon the angels and archangels, the teachers and masters that work for the higher planes of attunement to sponsor this prayer, these healings, these prayers that we have so deeply embedded within us that we do not even know how to formulate words for. We ask, Creator, that you can read them. Knowing the miraculous ways in which you can interpret and love. And so at this time, we let go of that need to control the angst that is within us, that is restricting this love to flow through us effortlessly. And we open up to the understanding of eternal life. Of eternal love, of grace, of something greater that is guiding us and that has always been guiding us. Praying at this time for the showering of grace upon our minds to purify them, to help us to know that we do not have to carry those worries, those resentments, the harboring of criticism and judgment. That we can be liberated right here, right now, because we say so. And so we are taking this time to make an act of power on behalf of our own health and wellness to let that go, especially in the ways that we are doing it towards another that we might have conflict with inside of our imagination or mind. Just let that go, to cut those cords, to set that situation free into God's arms, and to no longer be enslaved by the bondage that perpetuates suffering by staying in relating to life and to individuals and to ourselves in an unhealthy way. Praying for the spirit of acceptance to come into us, to flood us, so that as we are able to let go of these distortions, that we can step into higher wisdom and to be able to see through your eyes, God, through the all-seeing eye of compassion. And understanding and be able to see ourselves this way, not only others, but ourselves in our lives, in the ways in which life has been working on behalf of our evolution, Help us to be humble enough to see, to take in the signals, and to take actions, and to be courageous and brave, to use our voice, to create our art, to share our love. And to step into the higher principles of kindness, of that patience, of respect, of joy. Praying for the resurrection of joy, of the innocence, of that childlike joy that has been squelched deep within from that seriousness that we take of taking things so seriously. And we are asking at this time to be more playful, beginning with ourselves and continuing with all of creation. Praying to continue to be open to allow this love to move us. To move us into the mystery of the unknown. And to let go of that fear of the unknown, to be brave, to step in new territory and trust in you, Creator. And align ourselves, our minds with you, so that we can align with the higher mind of truth and of wisdom and of the sanctions of your divinity and of your holy protection. And as we are standing here or sitting here, wherever we are, just feeling the grace, the showering of love, the illumination, the activation, allowing that to be anchored within us. Wherever we are, down to the earth, knowing that we make a difference as we walk the earth, to not have to hide this shine of the greatness of who we truly are when we are one with you, Creator. So help us in this time to shine brightly. To anchor this love and this light into the earth and to all of creation, spreading its wings across the frequencies, the airwaves, to touch upon the collective consciousness, to pierce the veil of illusion, and to uplift humanity into greater knowing, into inspirational hope. Into courage, into rightful action to follow the impetus of truth that is inherent within all, and to live in gratitude. As we are sharing this love and this light, sending it off to the earth, to the sacred waters across the globe. And at this time, sending it to anyone that we know who is suffering at this time, praying for those who suffer, who have no one praying for them, that somehow this prayer can reach them through the airwaves and help them to remember that they are loved, to reignite the truth within. And feeling this experience trickle out to the children, to our loved ones, and leaning into our prayer requests this evening, lifting up a beloved cousin of mine, Anne Davino, who lost her father just recently this past week. And so we're lifting him up, Ronald Patrick Grasso, and we're praying for Father, for you to hold him and to escort him home back into your arms into eternal life. I'm praying for the blessed love of your grace to receive him. And praying at this time in gratitude for his life and the way that he has touched his children, his wife, his grandchildren, his great grandchildren, just taking a moment of honor for his life. And praying at this time, holding his loved ones who are going through the grieving and the mourning of the loss, praying for your grace, Holy Mother, to touch upon their hearts, upon their minds, to reinforce the beauty of their connection, the truth of eternal life, and the comfort of your love. So we're lifting up his beloved wife, Mary Grace Grasso, that he was married to for 64 years, and his children, Vincent, Margaret, Chris, Elizabeth, Ellen, and beloved Anne, just praying for a special blessing for their family and for the mother to touch them, and for their 18 grandchildren, including Rocco and Sophia, just praying for that touch of grace and somehow in the loss that they can feel closer to love and to family and to what is important, what is real, to hold them, to inspire them. And his four great grandchildren. And we say thank you for this prayer to bring a blessing of the sunlight of your spirit creator into their hearts, into their minds, into the field of their consciousness, into their homes, to create a miraculous gift touched by your grace. And continuing to hold this prayer for our beloved Francis Rico, who just passed away, beloved brother, who gave so much love to so many in the sudden loss that is impacting the community and so many. Just praying for his transition, for love for him, for his family, for honor for his soul. Thank you. Lifting up two of our beloved community members this week that are having their birthdays and celebrating their life, Jason Hickey and Sari Fleischer, just sending so much love and gratitude for your commitment to the path, for your work of service, for your dedication of continuing to grow and be honest, and praying for a beautiful blessing on your lives. Celebrating you and giving thanks on behalf of life for showing up and being part of a movement that is touching others and helping to spread awareness and the principles of love and acceptance. Thank you. Thank you for your life. And taking a moment for everyone on this call to just pause, to be grateful for your life, to find this time to really acknowledge you and all of your efforts and all the ways that maybe you have stumbled, that you've been victorious. Just accepting it all and praying for a beautiful embrace from the divine in your heart and your mind in the acknowledgement of your life, praying at this time for a renewal and the celebration of living. Despite what is happening on the world, all of the duality and division that is trying to distract us and keep us defending and being on sides, understanding that there is no side, there is just the center where God resides, and praying for that knowing and that wisdom for us to be able to truly know that and understand that and catch ourselves when we react, when we try to take sides or believe that we even know, letting go of all of that and letting God so that we no longer have to withdraw or withhold our love and that we can give it effortlessly. We give thanks, Mother and Father, for our life. And we pray that we can be even better versions of ourselves for humanity, for all of creation, and for the future generation of our children. And we always say these prayers in the name of God, in the name of love, and in the name of truth. Omateo, Aho, Amen, Ashe.
Ashe. Thank you, Nina, for always reminding us to go into our breath, the present moment, and to let go and surrender all that is in our minds and our worlds, and let God and the truth be what guides us, so we can open our hearts to the blessing and healing that is always around us and within us when we attune ourselves to divine love, effortlessness, and grace. And free ourselves from bondage and slavery that we commit ourselves to through the criticism and division that we create in our own minds against another and ourselves. To be humble enough to recognize the symbols always reflecting to us our own virtual world so that we can flourish in our own God-given creativity and joy and be anchored in our beloved Mother Earth and shine as the children of love and of God that we truly are.
So beautiful. Thank you, Ian, for recapping our prayer. And I could feel the joy in your voice and the smile on your face and the expansion in your soul. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so we're approaching the time of the year where the veil is thin and we have access to the other side and a auspiciously close connection with our ancestors, and not just our physical ancestors, but the ancestors of our beingness, of our lineages, of our spirits. And of course, Nina will be offering a class to help us align with this powerful portal this time of year. It is next Thursday, so a week from tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific time. It'll be an hour, and in tandem with this class, we'll be offering a discounted rate for the Ancestral Healer Gateway Mist. All of the Gateway Mists are amazing alchemical elixir essences created in ceremony and with lots of prayer, with a whole community of people to create a really a magic potion that can help us align to these times a year. And they are not only to be used with this time of year. They're all can be used at any time of year if you're wanting to invoke the energy of this time. And so it's beyond time, and it's especially specific to this time. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to that class. It's one of my favorite times of year. And yeah, maybe Nina wants to say something else about it.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we also have your birthday coming up too. And I wonder why it is a good time of year. It's just this portal. It is really special. The veil is thin, and we work with connecting with our ancestors for our healing, for transmuting those transgenerational patterns that keep us limited and stuck, and grow in our awareness and our attunements, and also to connect with our spiritual guides, with those helpers and our loved ones that can help to strengthen us on our path and to do our work. So it's really powerful. I was smiling when you said that because we just created this new ancestor spray. It's Ancestor Healing Healer, I believe, is the title. And when I was, after it was sitting under menstruation for a while, and then I poured it and just sprayed it, I got so activated. And my grandfather came to me 3 days in a row with a message, and it was just right before my eyes, like, well, our prayer and the power of the intent and the activation with it is really profound and can really be used as their power tools, where we can work them. They're called gateway mists because they open up a gateway and a portal. And they're very floral and very fragrant and powerful. And the essences are internal that work with our energy bodies to do the same. So, yeah, powerful time, really exciting times. And inviting you all to come if you feel called.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, everyone. Been a
Yeah.
beautiful prayer, a beautiful time together. Thank you for the honor of being with you all.
May you go in peace.